And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. Love living here. I love the fact that our signal goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, before I go any further, got to tell you folks, the Elm Foundation. So they are one of our advertisers, the Elm Foundation, so good at what they do. You got to check them out. Their website is ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. They're a 501c3, just doing amazing things, helping people get off the streets, helping them find their self-worth again, finding the ability to become productive members of society with job skills, and helping them build their resume and meet milestones, like setting down a plan and walking them through the process, not just throwing money at it, saying, good luck with that, come back and tell us how you did. They're going to be there with them, walking them through it, giving them accountability, and then, folks, I'm just telling you, the results speak for themselves. So check them out. It's the Elm Foundation, ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, hey, listen, number three of the Triple Dipper, smoke and fire in D.C. You know, you hear it all the time, where there's smoke, there must be fire. Well, when you can see the fire, then, yeah, the smoke's pretty obvious. That's where we are right now. You know, if you heard my monologue earlier, you know that I'm loath to jump out there with, you know, aspersions about criminal activity and whether someone is guilty of treason. And there's certain, I don't feel like bandying those words about inappropriately. And the phraseology I used was, the story was not yet ripe for dissemination until now on Hunter Biden's corruption. I don't mind saying it now because we have evidence that's in the public domain. We can see it, and it's getting thicker by the day. So all said and done, the smoke and the fire up in D.C. is pretty intense right now, and I can only imagine that at the White House, there is some of those oh crap moments in the press secretary's room. Well, how do we defend this one? What do I say? Well, it's Karine Jean-Pierre. She'll just come up with some inane comment about why that's really not true, and if Congress would just act, who knows? But Real Clear Politics had a piece that came out yesterday. Real Clear Politics. The headline is called "If Hunter is Indicted." Now, keep in mind, Hunter Biden has got a number of pressing issues. The IRS has been investigating him for lack of payment on what we now know to be income he received from foreign nationals. The Hunter Biden laptop is filled up with emails, with videos of him smoking crack with hookers. We've got, you know, strange things like his ongoing court battle in Arkansas, where he's trying to reduce the amount that he pays for child support to a child who has been proven by paternity test to be his, but which he will not provide any fathering, if you will. He's not a daddy to the child. Anybody can be a father. It takes something special to be a daddy, is a little sign that I used to have that my kids gave me when they were young. And so, folks, I'm telling you, Hunter Biden is he's the president's son. So I will not try to say, cut off your son, because that's father and a son. I get the familial relationship. I get the idea that Biden wants to be there for his son. He doesn't want to see him lost, doesn't want to see him go to jail. But I can tell you right now, it's gotten to the point where I look at it from a lawyer's perspective. I look at it from a grace perspective as a former, you know, full-time youth pastor. I look at it from the perspective of, like, as a military guy wanting to know what the good intel is so it's actionable or not actionable. And I also look at it, too, as a former politician myself, thinking, okay, you just don't say stuff about people and try to ruin their lives for power. That's just wrong. We're past all that. It's real. I have every confidence that what just happened today makes it very real. Now, I've talked about certain aspects of the Hunter Biden saga, little bits and pieces that we could see. The Hunter Biden laptop, it was real. The things I just said about Arkansas and the child and all that, it was real. But the actual corruption, the treason, the what's going on with, you know, money changing hands, what we just saw today was a press conference by members of the House who in only 4 months of subpoena power to work with have been able to secure banking records. They've been able to secure documents from the Treasury Department called suspicious activity documents. They've been able to secure emails. They've got whistleblowers. I mean, it is stacked up to the point that if I were on the defense team trying to defend some of that against a prosecution that had all those things against me, I'd be telling my client to find a plea deal. It's gotten that heavy. It's legit. What we're looking at are things that don't appear to have been procured by any means except legitimate subpoena power and interviews of witnesses. And look, it's just legit. Now, what happens if he gets indicted? Because, you know, part of what's happening is he's being investigated in their home state of Delaware. U.S. Attorney David Weiss has got a major choice. Real Clear Politics lays it out that one of the questions looming over David Weiss, the U.S. attorney from Delaware, is whether to go after the larger family-oriented scheme. Like, 9 members of the Biden family have all received money from foreign governments. That's incredible. And by the way, it's not illegal to receive money from a foreign government if you have registered as a foreign agent. They never did. You're allowed to register as a foreign agent to do business. And Biden, by the way, as a public official, has to report family members who do business with foreign countries. If those things didn't occur, and don't tell me they didn't know they had to do that. If those things didn't occur, then you are, and they, not only did they not occur, but then the transfers of funds that came in, we now know, today's press conference was very legitimate, that they transferred them through like various tranches into all these shell LLCs that would then filter down to another LLC. And they built a web of shell companies, and the money would flow through, and then it would drop out to sister, it would drop out to uncle, it would drop out to Hunter, and it would drop out to the big guy. And the money just made its way, millions of dollars made its way into the Biden family personal checking accounts, and the bank records show it. Why would they do it that way? If you're doing legitimate business, think about this. If you're doing legitimate business, you just say, here's my contract with you. I will do these things for you. You will pay me this much if I am successful in doing these things for you. Here's my bank account. You can pay by wire or certified funds. And you get paid. It's called a retainer or a payment for services. We don't have any contracts. We don't know of any services that were provided. And we have the money filtering through a variety of shell organizations. And it was not, by the way, a part of somebody's actions because they registered to be a foreign agent. Folks, it's huge. This is right now, it's being talked about as being, you know, bigger than Watergate if this thing continues to blow up. There's smoke and there's fire. So the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, he's got a decision to make. What's he going to do? Is he going to go after a little thing like he lied on his gun permit and forgot to register as a foreign lobbyist? Or is he going to go after the coordinated, you know, influence peddling scheme that the family seems to have been involved in? I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. But here's the other thing. Once he decides what to do, if indeed he decides to prefer charges, then what's Merrick Garland, the attorney general, going to do? I would say the choice is, and the article here also confirms, Merrick Garland would probably have no choice but to agree with any charges that this U.S. attorney proposes. How can he not? I mean, anything else is going to look like shady as all get out. But let's say he does do that and charges are brought against Hunter Biden or any other family member for that matter. And then Garland is trapped and he has to approve them. Then what does Joe Biden do? Because Joe Biden is then facing what the article calls the potential toughest choice of his political life. What does he do? It's his son. So what does he do? Miranda Devine, who works for the New York Post, they're the ones who broke the story, by the way, on the Hunter Biden laptop back in the day. They call this the little story that could. The press keeps kind of shove it down and pretend it doesn't exist, but daggum, this story just keeps chugging along and just kind of bubbling to the surface once in a while. Miranda Devine says that her opinion is Joe Biden is prepping the stage for a presidential pardon of his own son. You, by the way, y'all text in Y'all text in and tell me what you think. Call in if you want to. The number is 833-687-4448. What do you think? Is Hunter Biden guilty? And is Joe Biden going to pardon him? And if Biden pardons him, this article says, by the way, and I think it's a good point, if Biden pardons his son this year, that would signal he's not running for re-election because that's going to be a huge scandal. And he's not going to carry that albatross through an election. If he gets elected and then pardons his son, it's going to be a huge scandal. And depending upon who controls the House or the Senate, it could end up being an impeachable offense. It's going to be self-dealing. It's going to be so. All said and done, y'all, this is one of the biggest scandals potentially to ever brew into the political arena in the United States. And today's Oversight Committee made it very clear. They came out and said they have the goods, and they want to know what the AG is going to do with it. All right, tell you what, we're about to take a break right now. We'll take a break. I think I got a caller coming in. If they do stay on the line, we'll talk to them and get back. But in the meantime, let's take the break right now. Boom, we'll come right back. Number three of the Triple Dipper, smoke and fire up in D.C. And y'all, I don't go this route until I feel like it's worthy of doing. Because I want to know before I start making allegations that I feel like, you know, could imply or just say that there's criminal activity. There better be more to it than just, I heard it on Facebook. No, it's big doings. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, the folks at ZLA Solutions, I'm just telling you, I'm probably going to see them again tomorrow morning, but the folks at ZLA Solutions are doing an epic good job at putting jobs and people together. ZLA Solutions, and you can find them. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job yourself, go to the website. They got them posted. They're all over North Alabama and beyond, all right? But if you're also an employer and you need people, doesn't matter if you just need one or two special niche kind of skills, hard to find, or whether you need an entire shift of people, they can do that. And they're doing it for big-name employers all over the state and really beyond. So ZLA Solutions, I mean, they love to say things like, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. What they're saying by that is their goal in life is to help you make your business better. They can help you. I'm telling you, they've helped a lot of businesses. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it here. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, let me jump over to the phone lines real quick. Clarence from Huntsville. Hey, Clarence, how you doing?
Hey, man, doing good.
Yeah, buddy. What's up?
I tell you what's crazy about this whole thing about Joe Biden is the fact that nobody's talking about Joe Biden in it. Hunter Biden has no worth if he can't provide access to his father. And we have documents that show how many times Biden had meetings. And so the fact that nobody even wants to talk about that's what's crazy. The other fact about it, Joe Biden has the highest security clearance you can have. I have a public trust, and on my public trust, I had to even talk about an ex-wife. I had to talk about my brothers and sisters' ex-spouses and who they knew just to have a public trust. So there's no way with what he has that he would not have to reveal all of the ties that his family has.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, you're nailing it, man. I'll just give you the microphone, let you go, brother, because you are on it.
Well, I mean, you know, this is the problem. You know, Hunter Biden's the scapegoat for Joe Biden at this point, and then he'll just pardon him.
And that's one of the things I was talking about a minute ago. I mean, it would be a huge scandal if he did. The only way I think he would do that is if he was not intent upon staying in office and just thought he would do it on the way out the door. But you know, he's persona non grata at that point if he does. The whole thing's a mess, man. It's a freaking mess. And you know, you look at this also and you think, okay, where is Joe Biden really on all this stuff? Because he's got a granddaughter in Arkansas, doesn't even acknowledge him. What kind of a man does that? And then you've got, you know, your son running amok around the world, and you're doing nothing to stop it. And it just, the whole thing is just jacked up.
Yeah, well, you know, a real man, no matter how old they are, if their son's out there 50 years old smoking crack, is going to have something to say about that, too. They ain't going to turn a blind eye to it. So I think we know about where the real man of Joe Biden is. He's been the same man since he was in Congress 40-plus years ago.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks, Clarence. Appreciate the call, brother. Yeah, you know, one of the other things that happened, I saw this report, and, you know, every once in a while you hear something, and it just gets you. It's like that last little dig that you just like, God, stop. Well, one of the things that has come out is that Joe Biden had dinner with some of Biden's or Hunter Biden's business associates. Pray tell, who were these? Well, they were Russian oligarchs. They were some of the Russian, you know, nationals. So Hunter Biden working with Russian oligarchs, they wind up having a sit-down dinner with then Vice President Biden. When Russia invaded Ukraine early last year, if you remember, the sanctions came out, and part of the sanctions were against Russian oligarchs. Guess who were some of the only two who did not get sanctioned? Hunter Biden's business associates who had dinner with his dad. I kid you not. So we're looking at this across the board and going, where does this stop? I mean, did they just get so into the idea of making the next buck that they finally decided, ain't nobody paying attention? What other country can we go visit? And it just basically sold the United States is what it feels like. They sold the good name of the vice presidency, the office of the vice president, not the person, the office of the vice presidency. You know, for all his warts and blemishes, I remember, you know, there are policies that George W. Bush had that I didn't agree with. But I will say this, the man, he had a sense of decorum. And one of the things that I remember hearing was that he so honored the office of the presidency that if he was already up in the living quarters and realized he had left some things downstairs and need to go back down, it didn't matter if he was in his pajamas. He got up and he put on a coat and tie to go back down to the office because in his mind, he was honoring the office that he was voted to care for and do things for. What we're seeing with Joe Biden is it's a lark, man. It's a lark. I don't have to have capacity. I don't have to have the ability to truthfully answer a question. I don't have to give you any accountability. I don't have to do anything unless I feel like it. And, you know, how do you answer to that? Well, the only way you can answer to it is if things like what's happening to happen today, if they're allowed to continue. James Comer, members of the Oversight Committee in the House, came out and held a press conference that had real evidence attached to it. That's big doings. All right, I already go. We got some good stuff on tap tomorrow, Boomer. Tomorrow is Boomer McQueen Day.
Oh yeah,
that's good doings.
Big doings.
And then, I gotta give you some homework, brother.
All right, what's the homework?
You gotta find the video of your little man playing baseball. Someone's bound to have that on film.
I don't know. Maybe the opposing team where they deleted it.
He pulled off a double play by himself.
Double play by himself.
Ran the dude down. We'll work on that. So yeah, Boomer McQueen tomorrow. Plus, we're scheduled to have State Auditor Andrew Sorrell on the show. I imagine we'll be talking about ESG stuff with him. So you guys stay tuned for more. We got it all. It's going to be a full week. I have a feeling there's breaking stories that we'll be picking up as they come too. Just saying. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.